Everything's set. They're waiting for us at the Great Northern.
A large house made of wood, surrounded by trees. The house is filled with many rooms, each alike, but occupied by different souls, night after night.
I guess we'll be in the lobby.
Full cooperation. Hawk, you got that warrant for Harold Smith's apartment?
On my way, as soon as I finish my coffee.
Hawk, Gordon has mentioned pages.
What I mentioned were pages found near the bloody towel down the train tracks from the crime site were from a diary.
Donna Hayward spoke of Harold Smith having a secret diary of Laura Palmer's. Could be important. Let me know what you dig up. Gordon, I understand you're on your way to Bend, Oregon.
I'm over to Bend, Oregon. Official business. Real hush-hush. Good luck to all of you. Coop.
Gordon.
Take good care of Mike. It was real nice meeting you fellas. Sheriff?
Safe journey, Chief.
Thanks.
Chance.
Morning.
Love, baby, love.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them.
Uncle Leland. And Sarah.
And I think to myself.
Uncle, you got some coffee?
What a wonderful world.
Did you sleep well?
Very well. Thanks.
I see skies of blue.
I've been thinking. I've really enjoyed my stay and everything. But I really feel like it's time for me to go home. To Missoula. I've got my job, my apartment, and I just miss having a life of my own. So I think I'll probably be driving back home tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Well, we are going to miss you very much. But we also understand completely.
You do?
We do.
We do. Yes, we do. So pretty in the sky.
You have been such a wonderful help.
Yes, but now she has to think about herself, honey.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her own life. Besides, you'll come back and visit, won't you?
Oh, of course. I'll come galloping back often.
It's not like Missoula was at the far end of the universe.
No, hardly.
Well, good then. It's all right. Just know that we love you very much.
I love you too. What a wonderful world. Here's...
Hey, what's that? A note?
Yeah. J'ai une âme solitaire. I'm a lonely soul.
Poor guy. It's a good thing Andy didn't see this one.
Oh, yeah. Take a look at this.
This is the diary of Laura Palmer.
Dirt.
Well, we have bills here that total $1,014.
Including insurance money. That leaves you with $9 to $4.
$42. $42.
That's a good start.
$42 for the month? How am I gonna make it? How are we supposed to survive on $42 a month?
We? Shelly, I can't keep telling my mom and dad that I'm spending the night at Mike's. What time is it? I'm missing economics as it is.
We meant me and Leo. Bobby, you said you're gonna take care of us.
I am, Shelly. I am.
I want you to take the necklace back.
We don't have to do that.
I want you to take the necklace back. We need the money.
Shelly, you're gonna keep this necklace.
When am I ever gonna feel glamorous enough to wear it? Giving Leo a bath? Feeding him his oatmeal?
What about his truck? He's not gonna be cannonballing down the highway anytime soon.
The police impounded it.
We can get it back.
They said if it was used in the commission of a crime, it becomes property of the state.
He wasn't charged with anything.
I didn't make the rules.
Okay.
It's like you're blaming me for something.
I'm not blaming you. Come on. Take it easy. Leo is into a lot of different stuff with a lot of different people. He was in it for the money.
Bobby, look around you. You really think that Leo had money?
Yes, I do. And from the look of this checkbook, I don't think he ever stepped foot into a bank. He must have been hiding it somewhere.
He's alive.
Lucius.
Bobby, he's alive. But he talked.
Shelly, that was a burp. He probably has gas.
You call that a burp?
Issues. Did he buy any shoes lately by any chance?
No. He had me take in a pair of boots for repair.
When?
Last week.
Have you got a receipt?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. Shall we go get that receipt? New shoes. Want some new shoes, Leah? You give us what we want, I'll buy you the whole damn shoe store. Shoes.
Daddy, I know about one-eyed Jacks.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
I know about Blackie. I know about Emery Battis. I know about Ronette. And I know about Laura.
Okay.
I was there. I saw you. You remember Prudence? I wore a little white mask. I need to ask you some questions.
Ask away.
How long have you owned One-Eyed Jacks?
Five years.
Did you know Laura worked there?
She was only there for a brief time.
Did you know?
Yes.
Did you in any way encourage her to work there?
No. I had no idea. She asked if she could work in the department store. Baddest center without my knowing.
Did you sleep with her? Did you? Did you kill her?
I loved her.
Norma, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. What's up?
With Leo coming home and all, I'm supposed to be there to watch him. And, it looks like it's gonna be a full-time thing.
So, I was thinking that I have to quit my job.
for a little while anyway. I'm sorry. I promised myself I wasn't gonna do this. It's all right, sweetheart. I just feel so bad. I love you. I love working here. I don't want to let you down. You're not gonna let me down. I'm not.
Look, Shelley, you've got your own life to worry about. I'll be fine here.
Are you sure?
Yes. And you look after yourself. When you're ready, you can come right back. It'll be like you haven't even missed a day.
You'll let me come back?
You just try to take a job someplace else and see what happens.
I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything.
Semester. Oh, Eddie, let's sit at the counter. I'm just dying for a chocolate shake, aren't you?
Hi, Norma. Say, how long have you been working here?
Well, it's 20 years this April.
Oh, you kidder. What a kidder.
Well, it's been about 6 weeks. Isn't that right, Norma?
Huh?
About 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, you see, when your parents drag you off to Europe or someplace for a month, and when you get back, it's like you've been away forever. Two chocolate shakes, please, Norma.
Coffee for me.
Extra whipped cream on mine. Hi. What's your name?
Shelley.
Are you in our class at school?
I don't think so. I'll get the shake and coffee.
Europe?
Yeah. My parents loved it so much, they're still there. Can you believe it? And they said it was okay for me to stay over at Eddie's. Is it your parents' house or mine, Eddie?
That's right.
Well, say, Norma, you're not mad or anything because Eddie's sort of taking me out, are you?
You and Ed? No. Why should I be?
Oh, no reason. Eddie told me you broke up. It's just that I'm just so sweet on him. Isn't he just the dreamiest?
Nadine.
I can't wait for the start of football season. Can you?
No. Can't wait.
Me neither. I am just so happy.
Oh, Nadine.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. How'd you do that? There goes another one.
There must have been a crack in this glass one before.
Golly.
Don't count on it.
I'm so clumsy lately. I can hardly believe.
Shall I get those band-aids and I'll get a towel?
Eddie, I am so happy. I could just kiss you to death.
Oh, boy, Nadine.
What? I think she's behind you. Shelley! Shelley! There he is, Mike. The late Leo Johnson.
Hank did this?
Sure as hell did. He shot him through that window right there. Leo, I went to the shoe shop. Showed him the ticket. And look what they gave me.
New shoes.
No, you knucklehead. Old shoes, Leo. He gets pretty fixated.
I hope he gets permanently fixated.
I know you too damn well, Leo. Something about these shoes, isn't there? Huh? There's something with these shoes.
I heard about people, you know, mulling stuff in their boot.
What, you think I didn't check these out?
Would you get a hammer?
Go anywhere, Leo.
Diane, it's 2:47 p.m. I'm in the conference room with the sheriff's station with the remains of Laura Palmer's secret diary. A great deal of it has been mutilated. Much of what I've been able to decipher supports the contention of the one-armed man. There are repeated references to a Bob. He was a threatening presence in her life from early adolescence. There are intimations of abuse and molestation on a regular basis. He is referred to on more than one occasion as a friend of her father's. And I just uncovered this entry dated less than 2 weeks before her death. Someday I'm gonna tell the world about Ben Horn. I'm gonna tell them who Ben Horn really is. Yes.
Audrey.
I had to see you. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting you.
How are you feeling?
I spoke with my father.
Yeah?
He was sleeping with her. With Laura. I don't know for how long, maybe quite a while.
Holy smokes.
She was up at One Eye Jack's working there. And he owns the place, that's what I found out.
He told you this?
Yes. What are you gonna do? What are you going to do? Are you going to arrest him?
Audrey, I don't want you to say a word about this to anyone.
Okay.
Okay, go on home. What's going on?
Without chemicals, he points. This morning at the Great Northern, Mike reached for his arm and fainted just when a certain person walked into the room. Harry, we need a warrant. A warrant for the arrest of Benjamin Horn.
news, Mr. Tajimura. My brother Jerry spoke to your people in Osaka, checked your references at the Tokyo Bank, and the answer to your proposal, my good friend, is a big thumbs up.
We appreciate your promptness.
Speaking for the entire community of Twin Peaks, I cannot tell you how pleased we are to welcome you into the Ghostwood fold.
Thank you so much, Conrad, for your perusal.
And a fast approval, I... Sheriff. What is this?
This is police business. We'd like you to come with us.
Fine. I happen to be in a meeting. Could you be a little more specific?
You're wanted for questioning in the murder of Laura Palmer. Is that specific enough for you?
You're insane. Insane. Mr. Tajimura, I'm sure that this is some dreadful mistake.
You can come quietly. We can drag you through your lobby in handcuffs.
Cooper, is this some sort of sick joke? Because if it is, I know people in high places.
You'd better do what he says.
Go away. Get out of here. Go on. Go on. I'm gonna go out for a sandwich.
No! 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 Oh.
You. No! You can't do this to me.
It's already done.
You.
We don't know what will happen or when, but there are owls in the roadhouse.
The roadhouse. Something is happening, isn't it, Margaret?
Yes.
Thank you.
here, Buster. You just watch it.
Since the moment we met, I have been strangely attracted to you.
You just better get the hell out of here, mister.
There's something about your eyes. So warm. And deep.
And blue is the sky.
Dummy, it's me! It's me!
Terrible. Just terrible.
You heard about Harold Smith?
Yeah. It's not anybody's fault. He was a sick man.
I think he was hurt inside in a way I couldn't figure out.
Everybody's hurt inside.
His whole life was in that house, and I violated that.
You were just trying to find out about Laura.
Thank you.
It is happening again. It is happening again.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.